It amazes me how two people can look at the same issue, the same thing, the same object even, and yet see two entirely different things. Why does that happen? How does that happen? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I was at a conference recently, and the woman sitting next to me, it turned out, had exactly the same model of mobile phone as mine. We'd both laid them face down on the table in front of us. Mine had a spotless navy blue cover on it. Hers, unbelievably, had a clear cover with all these different stickers that she'd stuck willy-nilly all over it. Ah! I could never live with a phone like that. Two identical phones belonging to two completely different people with completely different perspectives. And that's just how life is. But there's nothing new in any of that. Acts chapter 15, verses 37 to 39. Barnabas wanted to bring John Mark with them too, but on their first trip, John Mark didn't continue with them in the work. He'd left them at Pamphylia, so Paul didn't think it was a good idea to take him this time. But Paul and Barnabas had a big argument about this. It was so bad that they separated and went different ways. Barnabas sailed to Cyprus and took Mark with him. These two great Bible characters, Paul and Barnabas, were used mightily of God, and yet they were sinners just like you and me. Their differences of opinion ended up in a sharp argument. People are always, listen to me, always going to come at things from different perspectives. But let's not allow that to cause arguments. Come on, we can disagree with each other, but we can do it in love. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Victory over our sin means loving each other even when it's uncomfortable. That's not easy some days. And that's why I'd love to share more of God's word with you. So let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel at christianityworks.tv. The word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find our YouTube channel at christianityworks.tv. May you be blessed as you receive his word.